An environmental research program with a long history of working in Alaska is breaking new ground by partnering with state universities to find out why an area in the Chukchi Sea is so biologically productive. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has this report.
Hannah Shoal is a 30-mile stretch of shallow water located about 90 miles offshore of Point Barrow and 25 miles north of the Shell Oil drill site in the Chukchi Sea. At the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, or BOEM, anthropologist Dr. D. Williams is chief of the Environmental Studies Program. He says the goal of the Hannah Shoal project, as with other BOEM studies, is to help ensure that science is part of the mix during decision-making about oil and gas development.
Biologically productive areas may be deferred from future leases as one option that the agency would have, or there may be mitigation measures that would be in place on future lease conditions.
University of Texas Marine Science Institute Professor Dr. Ken Denton leads the team of experts in physics, chemistry, ecology, and biology from eight state universities working on the Hannah Shoal project.
It's an area that's very important ecologically because there's a lot of walrus that frequent the area that are feeding, and they that are on the ice, using the ice as a platform for feeding and resting. And to the east of the Hannah Shoal area is also a gray whale feeding area as well.
Dr. Denton says the team has already gained new information from its first field season, a three-week expedition to Hannah Shoal in 2012. He says one reason the area is so productive is that ocean currents converge there, bringing nutrients. Those feed microscopic plants and animals, or phytoplankton and zooplankton, and copepods, animals less than a tenth of an inch in size. Dr. Denton says warmer temperatures have led to thinner sea ice, allowing more light to reach ice algae.
And they become very, very productive. They turn the ice yellow, greenish colors, and a lot of that production is those diatoms are important food for crustaceans and copepods, zooplankton. And those zooplankton, those crustaceans are, of course, food for fish. And fish are food for seals and so on. So the this extra, if you want to call it a food subsidy, the form of ice algae may be responsible for making the area seasonally more productive than we have thought.
Dr. Denton has been involved in polar studies since the 1980s. He says changes in the Arctic are prompting increased research by a wide range of scientists.
It's a very exciting time to be in the Arctic, exciting time for scientists to be working on some of the big questions that we've been trying to answer for decades. And it's an excellent group of teams from various organizations that are working together, and that's very exciting for all of us.
BOEM has about 30 studies underway in Alaska in the Beaufort Sea and Cook Inlet regions, as well as the Chukchi Sea. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.